You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
This is not good news.
Is this Pete Alonso news?
John Heyman.
Ugh.
There's real concern Pete Alonso hits the injured list. He may miss a few weeks.
Ugh.
So it just goes to make matters even worse here for the Mets.
Yeah, we can't afford to lose Pete. Cannot.
Well,
yeah, the fact that he had a CT.
To.
Yeah, right. The fact that he had a CT scan, which wasn't enough, they had to go take an MRI, is not.
Well, it means that there's clearly something troubling him, and they need to get down to the fine details of what, in fact, it is.
Yeah, they got to figure it out.
Right. I always find it, I don't know, humorous, just odd that they can't do these kind of testings in wherever they are. Like they couldn't. I thought they were sending him back to New York for imaging.
Okay, so I told you, yeah, what did I say to you yesterday? I said, we're not out of the woods yet with the stupid
Correct.
X-ray. Right. So he gets a CT scan yesterday morning in Atlanta. So obviously when they had the CT scan, they read it, and they probably saw something they didn't like. So they said, we got to get you back with our doctors. We'll take you back. You'll do an MRI, and then we can figure out the course of action. So we can have our people look at it.
Right. So he's going to wind up on the injured list, and a season which is spiraling out of control continues to spiral in that direction.
Yeah, but this is worst-case scenario, man.
Worst-case scenario. So now you're going to see a Yankees-Mets two-game set without Judge and Alonso next week, it sounds like.
Two of the best home run hitters in baseball.
Well, the best two.
God. Yeah, but they can make it. I mean, they can make it through without Judge.
Well,
I mean,
because they put themselves
in
position. Because you know what? Because the Yankees are a good team. And they put themselves in position where they'll be able to keep their heads above water despite not having Aaron Judge for God knows how long. The Mets have put themselves in position where they need to win every single one of these games now, and now they have to go to battle without their best offensive player.
We said this yesterday, too. Could you imagine, like, with what happened, not even yesterday, I mean, you talked about it yesterday, but the game before where he gets hit, and then he gets hit, and then Lindor, I mean, God forbid, right, you lose that game, Alonso's out, and then Lindor fam slides into Lindor's leg. Had he done something to his quad or his knee or something, then your season's over.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like it's too far off now. All right, so here's my question now. Who do you think is your first baseman? Do you think Alvarez can play first at all?
I saw him working in a first baseman's mitt, but I mean, right now it's probably Vientos and Canna.
Vientos and Canna. Oh, God, that's a big loss.
By the way, have you looked at J.D. Martinez's numbers at all lately?
Who is screaming for J.D. Martinez?
Why do you think I brought it up?
Screaming. So for all I take the Maple Leafs to come back from down 3-0 this offseason, I was begging for J.D. Martinez.
Okay, so why do you think I brought it up? To highlight how great you are.
I understand, but it's frustrating because I wanted it so badly. I mean, he would have been such a perfect fit. Hit him behind Alonso would have been ideal.
I think I agree with you, yeah. I don't know. I mean, instead we have Daniel Vogelbach and Tommy
Pham. But why? Vogelbach doesn't even make any money. It's not even like you say you're paying him $25 million, so you kind of have to keep him. He makes nothing. Kick him to the curb and bring in someone who's capable.
If people are wondering what I'm talking about, J.D. Martinez has 15 doubles, 15 home runs, .269, and an OPS of .918.
How about home runs, RBIs?
Told you, 15 home runs. He's got 43 RBIs.
Okay. So the guy's on pace for 30. I mean, he's on pace for 35 and 110.
Yeah, right now he has the second most RBI on the Dodgers.
Behind, he's on pace for 70 extra base hits.
Yeah.
He's terrific.
Yep, and the Dodgers are lucky to have him, and we don't have him.
Well, there you go. That's Mets baseball for you.
Which makes no sense. I mean, this Pete news is, I mean, I didn't think it could get worse today. I was like, okay, just get through Friday. Last night sucked. You stayed up for the entire game. Smashed your foot. Like, just get through it. Yeah, weekend's almost here.
I got news for you, too. If there's a broken bone in that wrist, that's not gonna be a couple weeks.
That's his bottom hand too.
Yeah, that's not gonna be like he'll be back, you know, June 28th. That's gonna be he's gonna miss probably 6 weeks.
No. I mean, that's how long a broken bone usually takes to heal, isn't it?
You would think.
4 to 6, 6 to 8. Yeah.
This is catastrophic.
This is all bad. I mean,
you score 10 runs, you lose. And then you find out early on the next morning, it looks like your best player is going to go on the IL with an injury which you were hopeful wasn't going to wind up causing that kind of trouble.
But there were so many positives from last night.
So a laundry list of positives.
I really would love nothing more
than to know what he's talking about when he says things that anger him about the Mets right now.
Oh, I would love it. Love it.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
This is very depressing now this morning.
Yeah, it's gone from bad to worse. I mean, the best case scenario was that, you know, you lick your wounds. Six games stunk, especially these three against Atlanta. And then you bounce back. Pete comes back, and you start winning a couple games here in Pittsburgh. But
so it sounds like Pete's going to miss time. Pittsburgh's better than you right now, too. Guess who's on the mound tonight? Rich Hill. You get to see your old lefty starter on the mound against you.
Awesome.
Probably go out there. Now, can't you see this? And again, I'm not rooting for this. Like, McGill, good. 6 innings, 1 run. Mets lose 3-1.
Could I see it? Yeah, because we've seen it before.
Right. It's just like you don't. That's the thing. You don't know what you're ever going to get from this team.
Well, yeah, but you're pretty sure that it's going to be one of three things that let you down. It's going to be starting pitching. It's going to be starting pitching's good, but you can't hit, or it's both good and the bullpen stinks. I mean, it's one of three things usually.
Well, but isn't that with anybody?
No, not good teams. So usually when you're winning games, like
when you're bad, it's one of those three things.
Yeah, but this team's not supposed to be bad.
Well, that therein lies the problem. All right, so I'm going to give you a choice. Because I like you very much.
Thank you.
I'm going to let you choose what we do. We can either get to the Mets calls because people are just despondent right now, or we can get to my football list. What do you think?
Well, I definitely want to get to the football list, but I think that we should probably, with this news of Alonso, take the Mets calls first.
Okay, so let's do that. But you'd like to get to the list at some point today?
I was looking forward to the list, yeah.
All right, so what time can we do the list then?
I think it probably depends on how many phone calls we get.
Maybe like a 9:30 list?
Ooh, yeah, that'll send me off to the weekend in a nice frame of mind.
And then Raymond's going to have his plays of the week. All right, so let's do that. I think that's good. I'm glad I ran that by you. 1-800-919-3776. So let's set the stage of what we have the rest of the show, please, because it's a lot. And we have another giveaway at 8:45. We have Stuff You Missed 9:15. We have The List 9:30, followed by another giveaway, and then we have Raymond's Elite Plays of the Week. So this is a day.
This is loaded.
If the Mets didn't stink, I'd be in such a good mood.
I still can't believe we lost last night. Still can't believe it.
That's amazing. Let's go to Fran in Massapequa. Hello, Fran. You're on 98.7.
What's up, boys? I hope this guy stops the stop. Sorry. How you doing, boys? All right?
It is what it is.
I'm miserable. 58 years old. Everything in my life is great. I went to church this morning, did the right thing. The only thing in my life that's miserable is my sports teams. It's unbelievable. I got to watch. I'm hoping you guys have a good weekend, too, you and your families. But I'm going to go nuts. Not nuts here, but I got to watch this team. $400 million it's going to wind up costing us for the year. $400 million they're spending. And how on God's green earth is Dan? And I feel so bad for the guy because, people, going after him and this and that. But the bottom line is, how is this guy in New York Met? Who is in charge? This guy Epler? I mean, they say they want to keep him so we can get Otani. I mean, the bottom line is this. It's the New York Mets. Dave, Rick, what has to be done? What has to be sacrificed? What has to be burned? What has to be destroyed? Something has to be done. A book, a yearbook, or something. This franchise is cursed. It's that simple. I'm 58. It's the same thing over and over again. And once in a while, you get a good year. Oh, my God. Like my friend said yesterday, my friend's 40, 45. I'm 58. My friend said, when are we ever going to have two good years in a row? Two really good years in a row. And it's so depressing to be a New York Mets fan. Please tell me something different. You guys do a great job in the morning.
I don't know what to tell you, Fran.
There's no answers. We got the owner. My friend said last night, he's 45. He said, we got the guy. We got the owner. This is supposed to be different, he said to me. And I got 86 and a little bit of 69. And I had Tom Seaver, but these young Mets fans got to be sick to their stomach.
Thanks for the call, Fran. We got to run forward here. You think like 86? You know, 86 is a long time ago now. It's approaching 40 years,
right? And I told you, they've made the playoffs in back-to-back years twice.
That's amazing.
Like that's, and the hope was with the Wilpons gone and Steve Cohen with all his money. Now, telling us that he wanted to build, the Los Angeles Dodgers on the East Coast, that we'd turn ourselves into a perennial playoff team. And we'd spend all this money now to make sure we could, win in the present while we built our farm system up so we could, be a well-oiled machine, right? Where, you won't have to eventually spend as much money because the farm system's good. Young kids will come up. You'll keep replenishing yourself. And you'll be a team that's consistently in the playoffs, and the more you put yourself in the playoffs, the better your chances are to win a World Series. But right now, you're a below-average team right now.
Which is remarkable with this kind of a payroll. Let's go to Jamie in Lake Grove. Hi, Jamie. You're on 98.7.
Hi, guys. I'm not a Met fan. I'm a Yankee fan, but I'm married to a Met fan, and I watch the Mets every day. Mm-hmm. And I have an honest question. When is it time to be sellers at the trade deadline? You have old pitchers who are not getting any younger, and I'm just really curious.
Who's buying those pitchers?
When do you draw that line?
Well, exactly that. Jamie, firstly, do you think there are teams lining up to pay old pitchers who aren't pitching very well?
Well, you did not too long ago.
We pitched
but
Verlander
they were
coming
good.
Off. Yeah, we paid Verlander coming off of Cy Young and winning the World Series. You'd be trading for him and paying.
Somebody else might do that.
Well, they might be crazy if they want to pay. If Verlander continues to be inconsistent, he makes $43 million bucks again next year. You'd be nuts.
Jamie, let me ask you a serious question now. Serious question. The way the Mets are currently constituted, how many players on this team do you look at and say, if you're a Yankees fan, right? You know what? I'd love to have that guy on the Yankees. How many? Realistically. Nimmo's not tradable. Lindor's not tradable. But you're not going to trade Alonso. Like, what players do you look at and say?
Young guys. You can start fresh. You have a lot of young talent.
But you're not going to trade Alonso. Yeah. He's the best player on your team.
No,
Alonzo's one of your foundational pieces.
Nimmo.
You're
going to trade the young guys.
Right. But you locked up the guys. What Dave's saying to you is the guys that are would be guys that other teams would want to trade for.
I mean, would you like Eduardo Escobar?
Or guys that you want to keep?
You can't win with these guys. You can't win with this pitching rotation. It's over. You're not going to make it.
Right, but how are you getting rid of them, though? How are you going to, I mean, who's taking Scherzer right now?
I don't know.
Would you like, I mean, Senga has a no trade. You can't even move on from Senga if you wanted to.
No, and Max has got a team. Max has got a player option next year.
Jamie, I don't see how it happens. I mean, Lindori is not tradable. So we appreciate the phone call.
Make the wild card and go for it.
I
don't know what else there is to do. Even if you don't, I don't know what. Like, you couldn't strip it down and sell it for parts. And thanks for the call. You couldn't even do that if you wanted to.
Well, what parts are you selling?
Well, that's what I said. What pieces do you look at? If you are the Yankees or you are the Braves, what pieces are there that you say, man, I'd like to have that?
It depends on what, if you want to take on $43 million for next season, because Scherzer's got a player option for 43 and Verlander's got another year for 43.
But Verlander hasn't been good.
Verlander's been inconsistent. I guess you would hope that he figures it out. I'm not saying I would do it. I'm just saying that would be the thought process,
right?
Is that he won a World Series last year. I mean, you need...
That's a pretty big roll of the dice for a guy that you're not exactly sure what he is right now.
Well, right, because you're committed to another season of it. Same thing with Scherzer. Is Scherzer going to turn down a $43 million player option?
There's no way. Jay in
Probably
Queens.
Not.
Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just had a quick question. My father's a really diehard Mets fan, and I follow him because of him. But a quick question. Are the Mets, the way the team is now, they're pretty much two players off from what they were last year, swapping out two pitchers, right? Are they what they are now as far as being average or below average, or did Buck do such a good job and they overachieved last year that our expectations were just so high? I'm not sure which one is true.
I don't think they're below average. There's no way this is a 78-win team. There's no way.
Like, but are they this bad?
Rick asked me this earlier in the show, Jay, and thanks for the call. Rick, you said, you think they're 101 or something below that? I think they're probably somewhere in the middle of what they are now and what they were last season.
Yeah, you lost three pitchers, by the way. It wasn't just the two. You replaced three. But, I mean, I gave you the numbers, what the starting rotation is at. I mean, this team was built to have a really strong, dominant starting rotation with those top two guys, Verlander and Scherzer, and right now they're 25th in Major League Baseball with an ERA close to 5, the starters.
Brutal. It's absolutely brutal.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I have news which can put you in a worse mood than you're already in after the Mets, after the Alonso looks like he might go on the IL news. You want that or should I not tell you?
I think you have to tell me now.
DeAndre Hopkins is going to visit
the Patriots.
The Patriots this week.
That's great. So we'll get DeAndre Hopkins in the AFC East, and we'll get Dalvin Cook in the AFC East.
Right.
That's great.
I set you guys the betting odds for Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, and he posted a picture of him at the Hard Rock Stadium.
Right. So the favorites for him is either Buffalo, where his brother is, or Miami, where he sounds like he wants to play.
That's awesome. Yeah, super. Yeah, so my quest to annihilate Bill Barnwell is only going to get more difficult.
Barnwell's probably like, aha.
Yeah, right.
Now he's Hopkins probably leaking to New the information.
England. Barnwell.
You hate Bill Barnwell?
No, I don't hate Bill Barnwell. I just am now, I have to win. I have to. The Jets cannot finish in last.
For many reasons, right?
Many reasons.
Let's go to Nick in Woodbridge. Good morning, Nick. You're next up on 98.7.
Hey, guys. Good morning. So I listen every morning, and I'm a Yankees fan, but I have been following what's going on with your Mets, and it's tough, right? My question to you guys is, I'm hearing so much about what a disappointment Billy Epler was, you know, at the trade deadline last year and even this offseason. If you were given the keys to run the GM office with this upcoming trade deadline, what are some of the realistic targets you would try to make to improve this roster?
I need bullpen help.
And you know what? You should be able to bring in, and thanks to Gold Nick, bring in bullpen without mortgaging a ton. And I'm not talking about high leverage guys. Just can I get two or three guys that can actually eat up innings?
Well, Chapman, it looks like Chapman's going to be available.
Aroldis Chapman?
Yeah.
Not opposed to that.
Yeah, he's on a one-year deal. He's having a good season for Kansas City. Not getting a ton of save opportunities. They're actually talking, I was reading an article yesterday talking about Perez, too, being traded, trying to dump the last 2 years of his deal.
Salvador
I wouldn't
Perez?
Mind that. If you could get rid of Narvaez and trade for Chapman and Perez, I mean, Perez, if you put that bat, you have him share catching duties a little bit with Alvarez?
Well, what am I giving up, though? I don't want to mortgage much.
Well, they're trying to dump money.
Right. If I'm picking up contracts and taking Perez from them,
Yeah, you're taking on the last 2 years.
But I have to play Alvarez.
I know you have to play Alvarez, but you could also DH Perez. I mean, Perez is old enough where you can DH him. I mean, he's got 12 home runs, 274, 34 RBI.
Oh, he's a good player. I mean, he's been a 40-home run guy. He's right. A terrific player. I get it. But I'm just saying, like, I have no confidence in the Mets right now. So all of a sudden I go and I make a move for Salvador Perez. I mean, in a perfect world now I can have three catchers and I could even keep Narvaez on this roster. And then use Alvarez either first base or DH. But I need Alvarez to play every single day.
Yeah, and he will now. That was they opened themselves up to that by putting him at DH last night. There's no excuses now.
Let's go Noah Union. Noah, you're next up on 98.7.
You know what, Dave? Honestly, I'm a little upset with you. I don't know
go
what
ahead.
You did, but listen, ever since you moseyed your way into Citi Field on June 1st, the Mets haven't won a game. And Rick, he goes to games every once in a while with the kids. But I don't know what you, Dave, what you did to curse this team and make them play absolutely terrible.
Well,
and
how did I curse them? Going to the game, I helped them, Noah.
No, they haven't won a game since. You put your cursed mojo or something on them, and I can't believe it. This is like an 8-game losing streak, and I can't even bear to watch the games anymore.
Yeah, but no, how
it's
do you
six.
How do you know it's not the kid that was sucking on his hand the whole game? Maybe it was his mojo.
They missed the germ infestation.
I can tell. It was Dave.
All right. Of course it's me.
Everyone is dying to blame you for something, huh?
Well, so if I go to that game and they lose, I'm responsible for the loss. I go to the game, they win. Now they're not winning games since then, and I'm responsible for that.
Maybe the easy fix for the Mets is just invite us to all these games. We'll take the team charter and just be the good luck charms.
Give us some tickets to all the games. We'll go to as many games as we can, and you'll win games.
I'm 2-0 right now.
I am not. I went to that game against, was it Miami? The Carrasco pitched on a Sunday. It was terrible. I think I'm 1-1.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
Year.
I'm 2-0 my first game, the one that I left kind of a little early, that we went on the 5-game winning streak. So
and then you went, and then they've gone on a 6-game losing streak.
Yeah, but who knows if we sweep the Phillies if we're not there.
Yeah, it's a fair point. Raymond, play me my intro, please.
TNR, facts or fiction?
Oh, we love this game. Call 800-919-3776 to play fact or fiction for your chance to qualify to win a 2023 All-American Ford Bronco and win VIP access to the ESPN New York Beach Bash 3 weeks from today, June the 30th. All brought to you by All-American Ford Auto Group with huge locations throughout New Jersey in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotion, rules, and information. 1-800-919-3776. 3776. This is it, you know.
It's the last day, I know.
The last time we will use the fact or fiction questions.
I think this has probably been of all the contests to give away these prizes, this has been the most successful of all of them.
The fact or fiction?
Yeah.
Well, I find that it's probably the easiest.
Right.
So away we go. I have a litany of questions right in front of me. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Nick in Newburgh. Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Dave, that's me, once hitchhiked his way from New York to Oklahoma.
False.
You're correct. That's one. So he
gets, I think he'd be a good
one
hitchhiker.
Of two now. What'd you say?
I think he'd be a good hitchhiker.
I'd be scared as a hitchhiker.
No.
Absolutely.
You said you got buttery hands. You could find
your way. Yeah, but I don't want them to skin them. No, I don't want to be a hitchhiker.
No. I think he'd be good at it.
You need to get one of the next two, and you win. Here's the question.
Okay.
Rick had so much fun on his wedding night, passed out in the shower.
True.
You win.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
You win. You win. Congratulations. Wow, that was, like you said, easy peasy there.
Yeah. That was, I mean, that last one was tricky. I don't think hitchhiking to somewhere.
To Oklahoma?
Yeah, we could have done a better good job with that. Like, Dave once hitchhiked to a Giants game or something like that would have been better. Made you think for a second.
Right. I mean, who's hitchhiking? Why would I even go to
Oklahoma? To catch a Thunder game? I don't get it.
Yeah, no.
Maybe you're a big women's softball fan.
Oh, and I'm watching the Sooners play?
Yeah.
Maybe I was a fan of the Wishbone offense back in the day. Loved Barry Switzer.
Third straight national title.
As a child, I said, get me to Oklahoma, stat.
I had such a good time at my wedding, I actually fell asleep in the hallway and in the shower.
Oh, what a time.
Yep.
Cassie must have loved that.
She was a little confused by the hallway. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, what do you mean? I'm sleeping in the room. She's like, you're in the hallway, you dummy.
What did you curl up with?
Nothing, just on the floor. I was very tired.
Oh, you're responding with the half asleep?
And she said, what are you doing? You said, I'm sleeping in the bed. I'm in the room?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then as soon as I got in the room, that's when the spins happened. So I had to guide the...
Then you went to the shower. You probably turned the shower on, right?
The whole night, yeah.
So your wedding night, you slept in the shower with the shower turned on and your wife was in the bed.
On some towels, yeah. I had to. Otherwise, I was so sick, man. I couldn't do anything.
Did you throw up?
Yes.
Oh, terrific.
Pizza everywhere.
You have no self-control at all, do you?
On that night, no.
Let's go to Dan in Jersey. Hi, Dan. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. Shout out to the company. How's everyone today?
We're alive.
Yeah. I was watching last. I was astonished. It's unbelievable. But before I go into that, I am alive. I had my boat on the East River yesterday, and I found Kramer swimming laps. So I had this. I thought he was drowning, so I had to try to save him. So that's why, and I didn't want to go to speakerphone, so that's why it sounded like I was underwater.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, we're glad you're back and that you're healthy and alive.
Good, good, good. But, the Mets are in trouble. I don't want to be that guy, but they could be doomed for the next 5 years because they're old, they have guys on ridiculously bad contracts, and there's no, like, the three prospects that were the big guys are up now. There's no help right now down in the minor leagues outside of Mauricio. The Mets are in serious, serious trouble, and they might have the worst future of all the New York sports teams.
Oh, come on.
Let's not get crazy, Dan.
I mean, come on.
We still have an owner that's going to spend a ton of money. I mean, yeah,
even
we have
with the
young
money
guys
spending.
Up.
No.
Okay, we have the young guys up, but I got to believe that Brett Baty is going to get better. Like, I mean, this is his initial foray into being an almost everyday major league player. Vientos is barely getting
what
any
pitching
playing
do you
time.
Guys have?
What pitching? We don't.
All your pitching's old.
Yeah,
it's
we
geriatric.
Don't.
Do you know what's happening? Right, goodbye, Dan. You know what's happening? How many callers have we had today? I'm a Yankees fan, but I wanted to call to get involved with the Mets. Can we hear from the actual Mets fan who's going through the doldrums of disaster this morning?
I think they're too depressed to pick up the phone is the problem.
I mean, really, how many people have we had this morning? Oh, I'm a Yankees fan, but I wanted to discuss the Mets. And it's lot. Not like the people have been nasty. They've actually been decent callers, but where are the Mets fans?
They come from a place of concern, Dave.
Yeah, right.
Like you, right?
Yeah, I don't want to hear from you either today, Raymond.
Oh, okay.
You're real worried about us, aren't you?
I'll turn the mic off.
Do you ever actually, Ray, like as you're preparing for the show and on your way into the studios, think, I'm worried for the guys?
I told you. I half expected to see the text on my phone when I woke up this morning and I saw the score. Like, oh, that these guys are both going to check out on the show based on the text messages you were sending last night. I expected that you to not be here.
And you went depressing. To sleep. Dave and I stayed up for all of that.
I stayed up for the whole thing, and then I got smacked right in the face.
So I'm deeply concerned. There's only so much abuse you can take.
Well, I'm taking a lot of it right now.
You really understand, though? Like, I know we just sit here and we talk about us spending so much money. Do you understand what the tax bill, the estimated tax bill for the Mets is going to be?
What's it at?
$111
million. To be bad.
The tax bill.
So the tax bill for the Mets would be what payroll in Major League Baseball right now?
So I'm happy you asked me that, David. So their tax bill, like I just mentioned, is estimated at $111 million. So that $111 million would put them at the just above the Marlins, who spend $96
million. More than the Rays.
I mean, the Rays are spending the 27th most or the fourth
27th
least,
right?
Well, no, they're the 27th ranked, so they're the fourth least amount of money, which is almost, they're $77.8 million.
So the Mets are spending $34 million more in tax than the Marlins are spending on their team.
Right.
And that's one to grow on.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.